A new study finds that women who smoke cigarettes have a far greater risk of getting breast cancer than those who don't. The study will appear in the January 7th issue of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, and it finds that smoking appears to play a larger role in the development of breast cancer than previously thought. Peggy Reynolds is lead author of the study. She's also chief of the Environmental Epidemiology Section of the California Department of Health Services, and she joins us now from Oakland, California. Dr. Reynolds, how much higher was the incidence of breast cancer among smokers versus non-smokers in your study?
In this study, we found that women who smoked had about a 30% higher incidence of breast cancer compared to women who didn't smoke. I think one of the things that was most striking about our study is not only that we found a significant elevation in risk for smokers compared to non-smokers, but this seemed to be most pronounced among women who started smoking at an early age, who smoked more intensely, and for women who started smoking for some years prior to their first full-term pregnancy, which really suggests to us that there may be a window of vulnerability. This is a period of time in which breast tissue may be much more sensitive to some of the kinds of toxic agents in cigarette smoke, as well as perhaps from other sources.
And cigarette smoking has long been associated with lung cancer. How does it actually contribute to the development of breast cancer?
Well, we don't really know what the mechanism is, although there's been a good deal of speculation in the literature. Certainly, tobacco smoke contains a number of known carcinogens, and there has been epidemiologic evidence that there are risk associations from smoking for a number of cancer sites that don't have direct contact with tobacco smoke.
And what about family history? How important is that?
Well, what we found is that the significant risk association with smoking seemed to be limited to women who did not have a family history of breast cancer. There was some suggestion, however, of higher risk in women with a family history, but the numbers were quite a bit smaller in that group, and that was not statistically significant.
Now, the study looked at the link between active smoking and the increased risk of cancer. What about the risk for women who are exposed to passive or secondhand smoke?
Well, in this study, we did not find an association for passive smoking. It's important to note, though, that for this particular analysis, we were limited to information on household passive smoking. We have, however, since then collected much more extensive information on passive smoking in another survey, which would include lifetime household, workplace, and social sources of passive smoke exposure. And that information will be the basis for more extensive analysis of potential risks from passive smoking in the future.
In the end, what's the take-home message?
What's the take-home message? I think it's particularly notable that this is one of the few identified risk factors for breast cancer for which we can exercise individual control. The strongest risk factors to date are simply being a woman, growing older, and or having a mother or sister who developed the disease, and those aren't things we can do much about. The rather compelling evidence for early life exposures to active smoking, especially for an exposure that could be avoided, provides some promise, I think, for one avenue that could decrease the risk for the most common, if not the most dreaded, cancer in women.
Dr. Reynolds, thanks so much.
Certainly.
Peggy Reynolds is chief of the Environmental Epidemiology Section of the California Department of Health Services and lead author of a study on the connection between smoking and increased risk for breast cancer.